After nearly 10 years of planning and negotiations, construction has begun on a major oil pipeline in Eastern Europe. The project will take about 2 years. When it's completed, it will pump crude oil nearly 2,000 miles from Azerbaijan through Georgia to Turkey's Mediterranean port. The pipeline also will cut across some of the world's most environmentally and culturally sensitive areas. One of them is Azerbaijan's Gobistan National Reserve, home to some of the world's oldest human settlements. Natalia Antalava reports.
This land of ravines is one of Azerbaijan's most ancient spots. The marks of the human dwellings of the 8th century BC are everywhere here, carved into the giant rocks that spread over 60 square miles, are scenes of hunters and ritual dances, pictures of animals and insects. For years, archaeologists have been the main visitors to the reserve, but now, Gobistan is about to see a completely different kind of digging. Just a few miles away from Gobistan's rocks, oil rigs and tankers crowd the Caspian Sea. Today, the Caspian is one of the world's last hotspots for oil and gas, and Western companies have been pouring in. Among them is British Petroleum, that is building a $3 billion pipeline. But before it gets the oil to the thirsty Western markets, the underground pipeline will have to cross Gobistan. Farida Guseynova of Azerbaijan's Green Movement says that routing the pipeline through the protected national reserve might cause irreparable damage to the ancient monuments.
Would BP build a pipeline through Stonehenge? Gobistan is protected by the Azeri constitution, and by routing the pipeline, BP violates Azeri law and endangers our historical monument.
Guseynova says that BP failed to prove that there are no alternative routes, or that the vibration caused by the construction work won't damage the sites. But BP's Phil Middleton brushes the criticism off.
We've conducted a huge number of archaeological investigations in this area, and all of which have confirmed that there's no apparent indication of any archaeology in the construction route through the reserve.
But non-governmental organizations are not convinced. Leila Yunus is a historian and director of Azerbaijan's Peace and Democracy Institute.
We have no independent private institutes. We have only government academia science, which stay under the very cruel control of the administration. And the people who work here have very small salary. It's nothing.
In Azerbaijan, state oppression is widespread, and criticizing the government is difficult. And Azerbaijan's powerful president, Heydar Aliyev, has made it clear that anyone who questions the project is the enemy of the state. Mamet Mirzoyev of the Azerbaijan State Oil Company agrees with the president, and unlike BP, he won't even admit that the pipeline crosses Gobistan.
The thing is that BTC pipeline does not cut through Gobistan, but because it goes close, our opposition tries to use this. I'm sure they've never even been to Gobistan, but they make a big fuss about it.
Activists have failed to push for a reroute. Their hope now is that Gobistan's ancient rocks will prove strong enough to handle the world's most modern pipeline. For NPR News, this is Natalia Antalava in Baku, Azerbaijan.